And this news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. And AVS Broadband, as well as the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. on an amended complaint. Mr. Jarvis faces charges of second-degree murder, a felony punishable by up to life in prison, and second-degree vulnerable adult abuse, a felony carrying up to 4 years in prison, and a $5,000 fine. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney moved for a competency evaluation for Mr. Jarvis, citing his client's incomplete understanding of the criminal justice process. Prosecuting attorney Timothy Rakowski offered no objection, and the court ordered the evaluation to take place at the Forensic Center. The preliminary examination, previously set for June 9th, has been adjourned, with a review date for the competency evaluation scheduled for August the 13th. Regarding bond, the prosecution requested a $500,000 cash bond, noting the charge was elevated to a second-degree murder following a medical examiner's report and citing deplorable conditions for the victim, a family member for whom Mr. Jarvis was allegedly a caregiver. The defense argued Mr. Jarvis is indigent, homeless, and unable to post such an amount. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $500,000 cash or surety, including the standard conditions. And a local veterans organization is looking to build on its community outreach efforts under new leadership. Rosalind Nagel, recently named commander of American Legion Post 499, says her priorities include expanding membership, encouraging younger veterans to become involved, and increasing awareness of programs available to veterans and their families. She credits longtime Legion members and past commanders for helping her through her path into the leadership role. Rosalind also becomes one of the first women in Huron County to serve in the position. It's a milestone, she says, reflects the changing face of veteran service organizations. Among her goals are continuing scholarship programs for local students, supporting family-focused community events, preserving traditions that honor military service and sacrifice. She says educating younger generations about the history behind those traditions is an important part of the Legion's mission. Rosalind also emphasized that today's American Legion is open to broader participation than many people realize. In addition to veterans, affiliated groups include the Auxiliary, Sons of the American Legion, and the Legion Riders Motorcycle Organization. Looking ahead, she says strengthening teamwork among all four groups and increasing community involvement will be key objectives as Post 499 continues its work supporting local veterans and their families. And Michigan officials are reminding residents that emergency planning should include every member of the household, including pets. June marks National Pet Preparedness Month, and the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division is encouraging pet owners to assemble emergency supply kits and evacuation plans before severe weather or other disasters occur. State emergency management leaders say pets often depend entirely on their homeowners during emergencies such as tornadoes, flooding, power outages, and severe storms. Officials note that a lack of preparation can complicate evacuations and sheltering efforts when disasters strike. Residents are being urged to identify pet-friendly shelters, hotels, or boarding facilities ahead of time, since many emergency shelters cannot accept animals. Pet owners are also encouraged to help keep identification tags current, maintain vaccination records, and consider microchipping their animals. Emergency preparedness kits for pets should include at least 3 days of food and water, medications, medical records, a leash or carrier, recent photographs, first aid supplies, and contact information for veterinarians and emergency caregivers. The campaign is part of a broader statewide effort to improve disaster readiness for Michigan families and their animals before emergencies occur. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Depend on the AVS tech team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back with a look at more news. Lawmakers and senator preparing for a grueling marathon voting session known as a Votorama as they attempt to pass the latest federal budget package. Leadership successfully cleared a major hurdle after a controversial nearly $2 billion anti-weaponization fund was dropped from the legislative text to secure essential moderate votes. The upcoming session will allow an unlimited number of amendments to be offered on the chamber floor, threatening to push negotiations deep into the weekend. Committees are racing against a tight summer deadline to finalize top-line spending numbers for agriculture, justice, and science programs. And security forces in Myanmar have executed a massive coordinated sweep against illicit online gambling and scam syndicates operating out of lawless border regions. Authorities announced that nearly 57,000 foreign nationals involved in the highly organized cybercrime networks have been detained and deported. The operations often run out of heavily fortified compounds, have targeted international human trafficking rings that trick vulnerable workers into running financial fraud schemes. Regional law enforcement agencies are praising the crackdown, but warn that many syndicate leaders have already fled across porous borders. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with law offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Huron Auto Parts of Bad Axe is your trusted go-to one-stop source for tune-up parts, fluids, and aftermarket hard-to-find repair parts. With $70 million in auto value warehouse inventory at their disposal and decades of experience in the business, Huron Auto Parts can usually solve your parts and accessory dilemmas, and on-farm deliveries are second nature for them, too. Huron Auto Parts is more than just an auto parts store. They're your source for ATV, UTV, and power sport parts, small engine, lawn and garden parts, parts for imports and snowplows, paint and body supplies, performance parts, heavy-duty truck parts, various truck accessories, and many tools to put it all together. But the service often most appreciated by many customers is the free installation of wiper blades, especially if it's raining or snowing. Huron Auto Parts is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. The Kasiba family, Gordy, Rick, and Annette, have decades of experience at Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, where service is the difference. We get it.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.